Watcher, and welcome, big welcome in fact, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start as we mean to go on. Well, apart from a lot of variety, that is. Does that make sense? Neil Hefti's song Cute from a Blue Note album recorded April 66 and called Jimmy McGriff, the big band, a tribute to Basie. Fantastic album. We did play Splanky from it a few months back. McGriff is on the Hammond organ, of course, and leading a 17-piecer with more than a fair sprinkling of ex-Basieites in the band. Jimmy Nottingham, Ernie Royal, Joe Newman, Frank Wes, Bud Johnson. Quite a sprinklers indeed. McGriff goes to some trouble in the liner notes to point out that he's a blues organist, not a jazz one. Either way, it certainly worked. A vocal next.
All I do the whole day through is dream of you. And with the dawn I still go on to dream of you. Your every thought and everything, every song I ever sing, daytime, nighttime, winter and spring. Were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. Those skies are gray and skies are blue, morning, noon and nighttime. All I do the whole day through is dream of you. Mm-hmm. say. Daytime, nighttime, winter and spring, were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. Oh, skies are gray and skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
All I Do is Dream of You, a 1934 song featured in the little-known film Sadie McKee. Here in March 61, it's a contemporary album called Ruth Price, with Shelly Mann and his men at the Manhole, which is, of course, Shelly Mann's jazz club in Hollywood. The trio first, Russ Freeman piano, Chuck Berghofer bass, and, of course, Shelly Mann drums. And a special guest on this song in the shape of tenor man Richie Kamuka. Ruth Price was originally a dancer, ballet dancer, until she was taken to see here Charlie Parker. And on her way home, she started humming. And her escort said, "Wow, you could really sing if you wanted to." And it wasn't just a chat-up line. And for the next 7 years, she sang with whatever jazz group she could, starting with Charlie Ventura, ending up with Harry James. She left the music business in 63, but recorded a couple more albums later on, one in 83 and another 2014. Yes, we heard from Pat Martino just last week, but I must play this for you. Stephen Sondheim's glorious song Send in the Clowns from his 73 musical A Little Night Music, and it's such a fabulous song that it works in any format, instro or vocal, solo piano to big band, and in this case a duo, Pat Martino guitar and Gil Goldstein electric piano, recorded in New York, Feb 76. And the Muse LP is called We'll Be Together Again. Next one starts with the drums, bass is then added, then piano, before a tenor completes the lineup. Thank you. All or Nothing at All, from an Impulse album called Ballads, recorded September and November 62. I'm pretty certain this is the very first John Coltrane LP I ever bought back in 65. It was Train's idea to do a straight ballad album, and with the exception of one song, It's Easy to Remember, which the quartet knew and had recorded a year earlier, they had never played any of these songs before this recording session and used Standard Music Store sheet music. It is still my fave Coltrane album, and it's that quartet. Train tenor, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones drums, plus Rudy Van Gelder at the control desk. Here's a piano solo version of a truly great song. And that was Billy Taylor's magnificent song, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Its message got watered down somewhat when it became the theme song to Barry Norman's long-running TV show Reviewing Films at the Café des Copains in Toronto, where many a great album has been recorded, by the way. It's Junior Mantz piano in an empty nightclub in September 86. Piano solo to big band, but after a lengthy piano intro. Fabulous. The Duke Ellington Orchestra live at the Blue Note in Chicago, December 58, with the exception of Cootie Williams and Lawrence Brown, who are not in this band. This is an amazing lineup of Ellingtonians. Trumpets, Clark Terry, Ray Nance, Harold Shorty Baker, Cat Anderson. Trombones, Quentin Jackson, Britt Woodman, John Sanders. Reeds, Jimmy Hamilton, Russell Procope, Johnny Hodges, Paul Gonzalez, Harry Carney. Rhythm section, Ellington, Jimmy Woody, Sam Woodyard. It was broadcast live on CBS Radio, and an amateur enthusiast recorded it onto their tape recorder, so not perfect audio quality. Johnny Hodges is pretty much the soloist on all the songs on this album, but especially on Polly's Tune, which had a 6-month stint in the band book. sometimes called Polly's theme and sometimes Hope, as in H-A-U-P-E. Here's a Lennon McCartney song. You'll know it straight away. And I Love Her, Paul McCartney's first ballad, with a little bit of help from John Lennon and a little bit of help from George Harrison. The pianist and leader here, Fred Hirsch, grew up with classical music, but in the 60s, inevitably, he heard the Beatles, you couldn't not, and he was immediately impressed with the sophistication and the lyrics, recorded at Maggie's Farm in Pennsylvania, September 2003, with Drew Gress bass and Nasheed Wade's drums. I bought another album called Ballads recently, but in this case, it was mistakenly. But here's a song from it. Originally, this version of Billie Holiday's song God Bless the Child was on a Stanley Turrentine Blue Note LP called Never Let Me Go, but is now on a compilation reissue called Ballads. All Stanley Turrentine's work, indeed, but selected from his various Blue Note LPs from 1960 to 84. I got very excited on finding what I thought was a Turrentine album I hadn't got. In the record store in Santa Rosa in California, it was encased in a massive, ugly, plastic outer sleeve, which shouted at you, you can't leave the store without paying for this container. And in fact, I couldn't even read the back CD cover. Anyway, it turned out to be a compilation of stuff I already had. But I thought, we'll enjoy it anyway, saves me searching the shelves. Stanley Turrentine tenor, Mrs. Turrentine, Shirley Scott on the Hammond B3, Major Holly bass, Clarence Johnston drums, Feb 63. We seem to be stuck in a ballady mood, so let's stay there for one more. Thank you. And yes, of course you recognised Lerner and Lowe's I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face from My Fair Lady. This version recorded in New York, October 2002, by Brad Meldow, piano, Larry Grenadier, bass, Jorge Rossi, drums. It's on a Warner Brothers CD called Anything Goes. Several pictures of Meldow, but I've never seen one where he's smiling. We'd better up the pace a bit. It's either that or rename the programme The Real Enjoyment of Ballads. Effing Blues.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Ryan Keesaw is the leader on this crisscross album called Awakening, recorded in Brooklyn December 2002, and that was a Keesaw original, Effing Blues. Actually, the entire album is off his compos. Keesaw is an alumnus of the LCJO, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, where he would sometimes solo alongside the LCJO director of music, Wynton Marsalis. Keesaw was using a Harmon mute on Effing Blues, I think for pretty much the very first time on record. Grant Stewart tenor, Peter Bernstein guitar, Sam Yal Hammond B3, and Willie Jones III drums. Another vocal.
Sister Sadie was a mean chick, and she thought that she was real slick. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Sister Sadie never worry, Sister Sadie never hurry. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. She just pieces around the floor, she don't have any mind no more. She just has to put this face with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a honey, always had a lot of money. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Well, good, good for you, just good for you. Unless you got what you've been begging for, yeah. You've been going around picking on other women's fellas, but when you got one of your own, I thought you had the sense to be cool, Sadie. I don't mean no harm, I'm just trying to tell you the facts of life. Cause I went through it, baby, and I know from this ain't no joke or matter, you can bet your sweet life. I'm telling you just like I tell my daughter, listen to me, that's what you oughta. You better change your evil-doing ways, Sadie, dear. Should you be cool and try to take some advice? Hey, girl, I told you once or twice the things you're doing are not nice. Hey, girl, toss and going around that you've been dragging yourself. Hey, girl, and if you have to act a fool, why don't you go somewhere else? She just paces around the floor, she don't have any mind no more. She just dances to empty space with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a honey, always had a lot of money. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down.
And that song came from a Resilience CD recorded in 2018. The singer is Alan Harris, a native New Yorker, who here features songs once associated with the singer Eddie Jefferson, who's credited with inventing so-called vocalese, where he set lyrics against a well-known instrumental. In this case, Horace Silver's compo, Sister Sadie. I'll quote you just one line from these liner notes, and then only to irritate you. The author, Greg Tater, just swallowed a dictionary or three. Harris and his esteemed cohort deserve applause for returning the world's attention to this protean pioneer of vocalese and for treating Jefferson's body of renditions as a classic canon. And on, and it gets worse. But it's a fabulous CD. Eric Reed piano, George Delancey bass, and again, Willie Jones III drums, plus Richie Cole alto and Ralph Moore tenor. By the way, and tragically, Eddie Jefferson was shot dead when he left a jazz club in the early hours in May 79. He was 60. And amazingly, it's already our last song. This is from an album called Jim Hall and Friends, Volume 1, live at Town Hall, recorded June 1990. The friends include Jerry Mulligan, Gary Burton, Bob Brookmeyer, Ron Carter. But I've chosen a long piece that's written by and features pianist Don Thompson. The song is Abstract and Dreams. We'll just hear the second part, Dreams, I assume. So it's Jim Hall guitar, Don Thompson piano, Steve LaSpina bass, Terry Clark drums, plus, 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 Classical Heritage Ensemble, a cello, two violins, and a viola. And I hope you like this as much as I do. Thank you. As always, huge thanks for listening. Do hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.